We'll do a quick story, and this story we will learn about the Midah Vanava, the Midah of person being humble, and at the root of being humble, one of the things that being humble really, one of the products of being humble is that we are also patient. Meaning when we're impatient with someone, when we anger at someone, that stems from our gava. And our ability to have patience for everyone stems from our anava. If a person walks up to you and you notice that he's foolish, so you don't have patience for him because you feel like he's wasting your time. But if you recognize that, no, I am a creature of God and he is a creature of God, as the story goes about the Chafetz Chaim, that he once walked in and saw how they were making jest of a person who was retarded. And he rebuked them. He said, you should know, a person who's retarded, that means that he had nothing left to fix in this world other than being born, because he doesn't have the intellect to do anything. So God put him in this world. The only thing he had left to do was live out these years. He's fixed everything else in this world. You have to treat him with tremendous respect. That's the famous story about the Chafetz Chaim. Why do we have less patience for other people? It stems from our ga'ava. So we're going to learn about the patience of a man who was the epitome of anava. He had tremendous humility, and that is none other than the famous Hillel HaZaken, the great Hillel. We know that Hillel was the Nasi. He was the leader of the Jewish period 100 years prior to the destruction of the Second Temple. And he came from a family, the most noble family in Israel, the family of David HaMelech. And he was the greatest sage at that time. That's why he got the position of Nasi. So one time, two people were discussing, the great leader of the Jewish people, they were discussing Hillel. And one said, I bet I could get him to anger. I bet I'll get him to yell at me. And the first one said, nah, you can't do that. And then they agreed that they'd make a bet. If you can get Hillel angry, I'll give you 400 zuz, a tremendous amount of money. So the other one says, okay, I'll surely win it. So this interesting character waited till Friday afternoon, and Hillel was getting ready for Shabbos. Now, you know, Hillel once told his students, I'm going to perform a mitzvah. Students asked him, what mitzvah are you going to perform? He said, I'm going to take a shower. They asked him, what mitzvah is there in that? So he said, well, if the king erects a statue of his own figure, then he wants to have his servants polishing that it should look nice. Well, God created me in his figure. So when I clean myself, I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm cleaning a representation of God in this world. So, as is the halacha, Hillel in his preparations for Shabbos was taking a hot shower. You know, in our preparations for Shabbos, you're supposed to take a hot shower. At least, if you can't take a complete shower, a complete bath, then wash your face, hands, and feet. So Hillel is going into the shower, and this man who wants to get Hillel angry goes near his home, and he asks, who's Hillel around here? Who's Hillel? Now think about it. He's the chief rabbi of Israel. And he's just calling him like by his first name. Who's this guy Hillel? So Hillel doesn't get upset. Now think about it. It's Friday afternoon. And you guys know what Friday afternoon looks like. There's always 10 minutes missing from Friday afternoon. It doesn't matter if Shabbos comes in at 7 o'clock or at 4 o'clock. We're always missing at least 10 minutes. So Hillel thinks maybe the guy has a question. He has a question in halacha. Hillel's in the middle of his shower. He puts on his robe, wraps himself up, and he comes out and says, son, what do you seek? And the guy says, I have a question. So Hillel says, ask my son, ask. So the man thinks, how can I get Hillel upset? He says, why do the Babylonians have a round head? Their head has an unusual shape. It's an unusual oval. So he's thinking, you know, Friday afternoon, who has time to waste for questions like this? Maybe Hillel will get upset. So Hillel says, ooh, my son, you asked a great question. The answer is, their midwives, they're not so good in Babylon. They don't know how to take out a baby properly, so they mess up their heads. So the guy waits until Hillel has had enough time to get back into the shower. He's taking everything off. He's back in the shower, and he comes again and says, who's Hillel around here? Who's Hillel? Now, he knows, because Hillel has come out once. This time Hillel comes out again, he's coming out of his shower, and this time he knows who the chutzpinyak is. You think he gets upset? No, he comes calmly, he says, son, what do you want? So he tells him, I have a question to ask. Hillel says, ask my son, ask. So the man says,
Tell me, why is it that the people of the city Tadmur have thin slits in their eyes? It looks like their eyes are almost shut. Important question for Friday afternoon. The man is chief rabbi of Israel. And this is the question he has to ask him. They made a bet. And the bet was, who would he be able to get Hillel angry or not? He was going to win 400 zuz if he got Hillel upset. So Hillel doesn't get upset. Hillel's a modest person. So modest people don't get upset. Hillel says to him, son, you've asked a great question. The reason is because the city of Tadmur is situated right by the desert. And there are sandstorms. So the people, God made it that they have these thin slits in their eyes so that the sand doesn't get in. So the guy waits. Hillel goes back in, gets back into the shower. Now the clock is ticking. Shabbos is coming closer. And again we have the same yell outside. Who's Hillel around here? Who's Hillel? Hillel gets dressed and comes out and says, son, what do you want? And he says, I have a question to ask. So Hillel says, ask my son, ask. So he says, tell me, why do the Africans have wide feet? Very important question. Now this is the third time. So Hillel again answers impatiently. He says, son, you've asked a great question. The answer is because in Africa there are a lot of huge puddles. So there are puddles and mud, and God made it that they have wide feet so that when they travel in these areas where there's a lot of water and mud, they won't sink in the mud. So the wide feet give them a better platform to walk on. So the guy sees it's not working. Three times already, and Hillel answers impatiently. So he figures, you know what, I'll curse him. I'll do something that will for sure get him angry. So he says, you know, I got many questions to ask. I'm scared you'll get upset. So Hillel sits down and he says, come have a seat. Now, before we continue, we see here many important messages when it comes to chinuch. When we get married, so there might be a situation where our wife or our children asks a question and we're in haste. It's Friday afternoon. Kid walks in and asks, Dad, why do the Africans have fat feet? What are you going to say? Son, it's Friday afternoon. Ask this question on Shabbos. Not now, right? No, we learned from Hillel that's not the way to go. If you ask that way... Oh, so we see from here, sometimes you could say, I don't know, but it is always important to encourage questions. The rule that rabbis are taught, and this is a rule for husbands as well, when you discourage a question because you make it sound silly and obvious, you're discouraging not only this question, but the next question as well. And the next question might be a serious question. When your wife tells you, oh no, the fork fell into the sink, is it trafe now? And you'll say, was there anything in the sink? And she'll say, no. And you'll say, was there anything hot at that time? And she'll say, no. So you'll say, come on, don't you know that's okay? You made a mistake. You have to treat every question with seriousness and answer it fairly and answer it with gravity. And that's what Hillel does. The man comes and asks him silly questions. What does Hillel do? He says, that's a good question. And he answers it. If we know the answer, good. If we don't know the answer, you can say, you know what, I don't know. It's an interesting question, I don't know. But you give the question validity. You don't knock a question. These are seemingly silly questions to ask the chief rabbi of Israel. But Hillel doesn't get offended. Hillel answers him. And now when the guy says, you know, I have a lot of questions to ask. So what does Hillel say? Ask all your questions.
But it is not real, really. If he continue us and Gilele didn't wash himself, don't prepare for Shabbat,
So one of two things might happen. It might happen that Hillel will go into Shabbos without washing. You know what, that's happened to me. Sometimes a person calls and he has a shayla, and you know that for this person it's a pressing shayla. So what are you going to say? Let's talk after Shabbos. I got to take my shower. Sometimes you can say, let's talk about this shayla after Shabbos, and sometimes you can't. And sometimes you have to gauge that it's important to give the person the feeling that he's welcome to call, even at the expense of the shower for Shabbos. So maybe Hillel would have ended up not showering that Shabbos, that's true. But what could he do? The man obviously had this need to present the questions. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein was also considered the chief rabbi of the Jews in the United States in his time. And there was a woman who used to call him every Friday afternoon to ask him what time is candle lighting. She didn't feel like she could trust anyone else, so she'd call him. He never told her, "Hey lady, give me your address. I'll mail you a calendar." He didn't say that. Every Friday afternoon, he'd tell her what time candle lighting was. If a person feels the need, yeah, if a person feels the need, I don't know where the lady was from. If a person feels the need to ask the question, so we have to understand there's something in that in and of itself. Rav Pesin's itself had women who would call him with silly shayles. His son told me the story. There was a woman who would call up all kinds of nonsense questions. But like Hillel, he always gave her time and he answered her patiently. And first she needed just to feel like someone was listening to her. And then her questions evolved into real questions. And slowly she became more and more learned until she became a rebbetzin and she became a very serious figure in the community. But she started off asking silly questions. She needed to feel like she could connect with someone. You want to hear a story about me? I'll tell you a story about my history. When I first came to yeshiva, I thought I was headed to college. I wasn't headed to continue in yeshiva. I was sure I was headed to college. And I was learning in this midrash, and they told me there's a guy there who bought a goat for his kids, and I used to run a day camp. So I went over to this guy, who I didn't know at the time, was a big rabbi, but he presented himself. I asked him, "What's your name?" He told me, "My name is Avi." "Okay, his name's Avi." So I call him Avi. I don't know that he's a big Talmid Chacham. And I tell him, "I heard you bought a goat for your kids." So he says, "Yes." So I said, "Look, I run a day camp. It's an interesting idea. I was wondering if you could tell me what you do, how you buy a goat, how you take care of a goat." Now this guy, you're talking about a person who finishes Shas a few times a year. He's sitting there learning. The last thing he needs is for me to come over and ask him about how you take care of a goat. But he sees a young man, I must have been 18 at the time, 17, 18, I don't know, comes over and has a question about how you take care of a goat. So he says, "Come, I'll tell you how you take care of a goat." So I said, "No, I see you're learning. I'll come when it's convenient. When's a good time?" So he says, "Now's a good time. You have a question? Sit down. I'll tell you about how you take care of a goat." He sits me down. He starts telling me how you feed them, where you buy them, how you take care of them summer, what you do with them in the winter. All the details. What the problem with the neighbors are. When they finally get old, how you take care of getting rid of them. Everything. He spends 45 minutes giving me all the details and I'm taking notes. Well, to this day, I'm learning from that Jew. He's one of my rabbis. Later on, I learned it was a big Talmid Chacham. Later on, thanks to him, I'm still learning. Thanks to him, because he started talking to me about a goat. When I came to him, I asked about a goat. How you take care of a goat. That was our first conversation. So, that's the message Hillel's giving us. Patience. The guy's coming. That's the question that's bothering him now. So, we'll answer that question. So, the man, he doesn't know that the man is trying to win a bet. The man is coming and saying, "I have a lot of questions." So, Hillel tells him, "Ask." So the man sees Hillel isn't getting upset. So he says, "Are you Hillel? Did they call you the Nasi of Israel?" Hillel says, "Yes." So the man sees that didn't get him angry. He says, "If it's you, oh, I wish there wouldn't be many like you in Israel." So Hillel doesn't get upset. He says to him, "Son, why'd you say that?" So the man gets upset. Now the man's upset. And he says, "Because of you, I lost 400 zuz. My friend and I made a bet. If I would have only gotten you upset, I would have gotten 400 zuz, and I couldn't get you upset." So Hillel tells him, "Listen here. In the future, you shouldn't take bets about something so evil. It's better you should lose 400 zuz and lose 400 zuz again than you should succeed to get me angry." It's a good thing not to get angry. Well, our sages tell us when a person gets angry, if he's a rabbi, he loses his learning. If he's a prophet, he loses his prophecy. If he's a wise man, he loses his wisdom. Chazal tells, every time a person gets angry, he loses something. So Hillel maintained his calm, and the man lost his 400 zuz, and we remained with a beautiful story.